You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Black Men Podcast. That's right. You want to be heard in the black man's world? Simple, they're complicated. Just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructuring communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory.
It might be time for Pat to just stay in the office. I'm not saying.
Well, Pat needs to be in the office anyway.
I'm not saying leave the team.
Man, Eric Spoelstra's done a great job, bro. Leave him alone. Why are you so involved with everything?
Some people are saying Eric Spoelstra should be the GM and they get another coach.
Being a GM ain't all that simple where you just make somebody a GM, though.
They just made him a coach.
It's not the same thing.
he was in the film room.
Yeah, but he was groomed to be a coach.
You'd be groomed to be a GM?
I'm saying it's not possible. I don't see Pat Riley grooming nobody to be his replacement.
He owns a portion of the team. Just go in the owner box.
I mean, they'll find him a position because he's
because I think he's a lifer. Yeah, he's a president. And he owns a portion of the
team. But I'm saying, to specifically say GM, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, if you say front office, okay. He'd definitely be a good advisor, I would assume.
That's front office.
No, you said GM. Somebody said for him to be a GM.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still front office work.
Yeah, but GM is like front line.
That is a fact.
I wouldn't want to go from coach to front line. Brad Stevens did that, but they're going to get mad at him.
I think that's the natural.
They're going to get mad at Brad Stevens next year.
Why?
Drew Holiday's contract.
Right.
KP contract.
That team is not going to be the same next season.
They're going to be mad at him next year. They're going to blame him for everything.
But they got a new ownership group. I think they've been preparing. If you notice, on every sports talk show, they've been preparing everyone for that. Everybody has been bringing up that team won't look the same next year.
I'm saying you're speaking rational.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are not rational.
They are.
If it works out well,
right.
He looks great.
They won a chip already, so that's the great thing about it.
Hey,
that helped. You know that.
That was then.
Fans have
the "what have you done for me lately" mentality.
But I don't think that's the same for the Celtics because of their.
I don't
rich
know any history. Celtic fans, so
because
I can't
of their
argue
rich,
with you.
They rich history when rich it comes history? To championships.
Rich history.
They have a rich history of championships.
Okay, who else has a rich history?
Lakers. And the Lakers been trash as fuck for a long time. People forget them Kobe years when they were bad. And they make it seem. Then they won the bubble chip.
So who else in the NBA has a rich history, you believe?
Spurs. San Antonio.
They haven't won in a long time.
They haven't. And you don't hear nobody complaining.
I mean, it's good culture over there.
You know what I'm saying?
Good culture. I give Popovich credit for some of that culture. Okay.
Right.
Who else has a good culture?
A good culture?
Could you name two more? Then that would be five with a good culture.
A good culture?
It's the same thing. I think it's all encompassing.
Good culture and rich history don't.
If you have a rich history, usually a good culture is attached to it. The Celtics have a good culture of basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Spurs have a good culture of basketball.
Yep.
The Lakers have a good culture.
Yep. That's it, bro.
Yeah. To win and
that's
have
it.
A good culture usually is rare.
Right. Yeah. That's
like
it.
The Knicks have a good culture, but they ain't won no chip in, 40 years?
Right.
Was it 40, 50? 50, because it's 70.
70-something. 71.
Yeah,
71.
You know what I'm saying? So it's rare that you have a good culture.
No, hold on. Do they have a good culture, or is it they just have a great fan base?
No, it's
two different things.
I'm talking about, when I say culture, I'm talking about support system. franchise culture is different. The other teams you named, they have both.
Right. That's what I. That's when I see culture. I mean internal.
I mean culture as far as basketball and the fans. Right. Front office is developing a culture now in New York, but I guess you got to do it for a long period of time before you say it's. They're developing a culture in the front office, but I think Thibodeau has the potential to tarnish that.
Damn.
Yeah, I said it.
Damn.
So what?
I mean. I get it. I ain't never been a big.
You could
fan
be a good
his,
coach and still not the right coach.
Right, right.
You could say he's a great coach. Okay, fine. He's great at one thing. He can only coach one way. To me, what
I
makes
don't think
a coach
his X's
great
and the O's is good.
What makes a coach great,
right?
To me, is the adjustments.
Right, it's not that good.
Rick Carlisle.
Yes.
I'm not even gonna mention Popovich.
Nah.
Throw him to the
he's
side.
He's different.
Rick Carlisle makes adjustments. The OKC coach. Come on, bro.
What's I give it.
Let somebody talk about this guy.
I even say I'm Houston.
No, he's a good coach. Where'd he come from?
Yep. Yep.
He fell off the Popovich tree.
Yep. His X's and O's was.
I wanted the Knicks to hire him, man. It was like, well, we already got Thibodeau. I was like, so what?
Yep, you did.
Coaches get fired every day, B.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. It was like
when he got let go from the Celtics, when they was actually good. I mean, shit, they won their chip with him, didn't they? No, they won it with Buddy. They won it with the new guy.
That was his team.
That was his team and his scheming, his schemes.
But I say this with all sports. Anybody that's familiar with the podcast has heard me say it at least 3-4 times. I am tired of these old niggas, man.
Yeah, you've been saying that.
There are plenty of young, brilliant minds.
Listen, but basketball coach-wise, the only old nigga really is Thibodeau.
Yeah, because Popovich
that was
retired.
It. Yeah, because Pop retired. That's
Popovich
it.
Was no old nigga, though.
Nah.
He had tenure.
Yeah. But he the only one. He retired. He got, sick real bad.
Rick Carlisle's borderline old nigga, but he still winning.
Well, he different, yeah.
Yeah, he won.
And every place he touched, he did. When he was on my Pistons, we won a lot. When he was with the Pacers the first time, he won a lot. He left the Pacers, went to Dallas. They won a lot. They went to the finals under him.
But you must be up on something, though.
They won a chip under Rick Carlisle.
My old nigga theory is probably more on football now than basketball. Basketball has been making that change.
Yeah, there's no old coaches really.
They got some mids, but they ain't really got no olds no more. They got out of that rotation.
Yeah.
I put Doc Rivers with the old niggas, man.
Doc Rivers shouldn't be coaching nothing.
He's been coaching. This was eighth team or something?
Yeah. And he doesn't really win.
Pack that nigga up.
Even though they did win the chip that one time, but you got KG.
That don't count to me.
Because the following year, they didn't even make it to the finals. The year after that, they didn't make it to the finals. They kept getting their ass stomped in the damn Eastern Conference finals.
I think I could have coached that team that year.
Shit, all of us could have coached that goddamn team.
Hey, Rondo.
Rondo. Yep, that's the first thing I was thinking.
What you want to do next?
Just slow down a little bit. Just slow down a little bit.
This is what we're going to do.
But then go ahead and do what you got to do.
No. Run this play right here one time so it look like I'm telling you what to do. Then take over.
Just do what you do, bro.
Yeah, take over.
KG, yeah, yell at that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, KG, who needs to come out the game? Okay. Hey, you.
Come on up out of here.
Yeah.
Paul, you want the shot? You want the shot this last?
I'm not a fan of Doc Rivers as a coach. But I'm going to tell you this. I've never been a fan of his son as an analyst, but he said something.
His son has been better and better.
Yes.
He's been better.
Yes. No, but what happened
he's
is.
He's growing on me like a mother.
No, what happened is I think he put his ego aside of being number one player, kind of high school kind of
thing. Right.
But he said, as a player, he didn't realize specialization.
Nope.
He said he always think that, I'm better than this guy. Why am I not? But there are guys in the league that specialize in defense.
Yep.
Rebounding, hustle, and all the kind of stuff he said he never paid attention to.
Because if you're not a superstar, you got to do, you got to specialize in something.
He admitted to that. And I think all young hoopers, young people in general, just getting into life, you got to realize that because every city, somebody's the best at something.
Yep.
And then when you put them at another level, it gets smaller.
Yep.
And then another level. Then when you get to that high level of professionalism, it's a whole different level of competition. That's anything.
Yep.
Hell, down to podcasting. You got mad podcasting around here. You got different levels of them, different production levels, different quality levels. You got people like Joe Budden that have 3-hour episodes.
Yep.
And Cam and Mace, I think they're about 3 hours.
Yeah, they're about 3 hours as well.
Yeah, so it's levels.
3 hours, 7 cameras.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So when you master a level,
yeah,
when you go up, you have to upgrade.
You have to upgrade everything. You have
and, to. You know, he was honest about it. He said he really didn't upgrade the way he needed to as far as having longevity.
I respect that, too. I heard that same thing, and I respect him for that. He's getting better and better as a commentator, man. I want to see him on the – I mean, I love what he's doing on his own show.
But that one
I
want to
see him on ESPN is why he a little probably bit got more better and stuff too, like that. Yeah.
If you had to realize. If you apply it,
yep.
Okay, if I'm going to be an analyst, I need to be good in totality of what I'm doing
right,
and
right,
not come from this one-sided perspective of me being a player.
Yep.
And talking about these guys personally and in my feelings. A lot of ex-players talk from in their feelings.
Feelings, yeah.
Like
yeah.
when they were like, oh, the Paul league is Pierce, soft.
Paul Pierce.
When you say the league is soft, okay, why is it soft?
You got to look at the rule changes. You got to look at how the
I respect
referee
that.
In the
when you game, when you do that, I respect that.
But when you just say, yeah. oh, they're not doing this or not shooting this or not doing that, that's not their fault. I mean, a lot of it is not their fault.
Yeah. They're not making good music anymore. All those kind of conversations.
When Jeff Teague said he got traded from Timberwolves because he didn't because he kept shooting mid-range. He said they built – he's like, the Timberwolves build themselves on analytics. He said it was down at the end of the shot clock. Yeah. And he was like, I had to shoot. I had no choice. I had to shoot this mid-range. He said as he go back into the locker room, they yell and talk about something. If he's not going to buy in, we got to get him the fuck out of here. And he's like – and they tell him, yo, you got to buy in. He was like, what you mean? I'm having a good game. He's like, no, shoot the three. He's like, dude, I don't shoot threes. Like,
yeah.
And then I heard Melo say the same thing. I heard Rudy Gay say the same thing.
I think Melo's situation was the worst because you got one of the greatest scorers ever in the history of the game of basketball. And you want him to pull up on a fast break and shoot a three.
Shoot a corner three.
You know what I'm saying? He would pull up from the foul line and make a two.
Right.
And the coaches be mad.
That's crazy. But once again, it's off a trend because they saw what Golden State did. Now it's like, oh, yeah, everybody should shoot threes.
But look, hold up.
Threes are better than twos.
I'm glad you brought that up. Golden State really did not do that.
Nope.
Listen to what I'm saying, and mm-hmm. I think you know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. They had two of the greatest shooters in the history of basketball. They were not throwing up threes like that.
They weren't.
How people took their system to be that?
Is crazy.
Draymond only shot maybe – everybody else shot maybe one or two.
Yep.
But you had two people that would shoot about six a game.
Yep.
That doesn't mean you just start throwing them in the air. But, I mean, if that's your perspective, I mean.
That shit was crazy, man.
I'm not going to say it's killed the game, but no, it definitely has diluted the game.
Yeah, diluted it a lot.
Hell, last night, Deuce McBride, who was far from a star player,
right?
He ran to the three-point line on the corner.
Corner, yep.
When they had an easy layup for a fast break.
You yelled. I hate when they do that.
Hey, but made a basketball.
First thing I said was, that's the NBA today. That's the sad part about it. It's trash.
Don't have to like it.
Nope. It's trash. A wide open layup.
And I saw the replay. His foot didn't step out of bounds. It looked like it when you watch it in real time.
Oh, wow.
This shit happens, bro. I talk about shit about the refs, but it ain't that serious. The game is so fast, bro. You're not going to catch every call. Oh, you should have challenged it. Yeah, but then when you lose a challenge.
Then what?
Then crunch time.
You need the challenge. Yeah. Especially because they get what? Two a quarter or one a quarter? Or two a whole game?
I think it's two
I think
a game.
Two a game. Yeah, I think it's two a game.
And
then
when you miss it, the other team get the ball.
And then you lose a challenge.
And then you lose your final challenge.
Yeah. So that's the sucky part. If you get two a game, your first one you lose and you don't get – and that means you don't have your second one? That's crazy.
I want to see the numbers for this finals. Because the numbers for this Knicks-Pacers series have been through the roof. Like, it's been really watched.
Because it's old school feel.
No, I mean –
that's what we talked about before. This is old
that's what
school
I'm saying.
East.
OKC is like –
if the Bulls can get their shit together and the Pistons can be more consistent, that shit would be crazy for the East. The Bulls, Pacers, Detroit, and Knicks all good in the East. I don't care about the Bucks. The Bucks ain't been shit. They finally started to be shit, but they going back to what they used to be. I don't care nothing about Miami. You know what I'm saying? Those four teams carried the NBA and the Celtics. You got to throw the Celtics in. Those five teams carried the NBA for a very long time.
I'm just wondering, you know, big market, small market, it doesn't make as much, not as much high priority as it used to be. But
right.
With TV ratings, sometimes it makes a difference.
Right.
As far as players making their money, that shit don't matter no more. You could be in a small market and still make $60 million a year.
I think the finals ratings not going to be that high because
that's my assumption.
These are two small market teams, but I think they're still going to be, I think it's still going to be good because it's two small market teams. You got... you got Indiana Pacers fans that ain't that haven't seen their team in the finals ever or in a very long time at least. And then you got OKC who's been in the finals, but they ain't been in the finals in so long. It's like, yo, and we are pretty much a new franchise. You know, yes, we came from fucking.
They got chips though. They were the Sonics,
right? That don't count.
Which is confusing. What chips they got? Sonics won a championship before.
The Sonics won a chip.
Man, you weren't even born. I don't think.
Okay, I don't think so. I don't remember them winning nothing.
I don't think you was born. I think they did win one with Dennis Johnson and them.
Not with the glove. The glove in them ain't one.
No. They just made a lot of highlights.
Yeah, the glove in them.
I'm talking about Gus Williams, Dennis Johnson. That's when I was a kid.
I forgot the OKC was going to fuck. They're offshoot from the Sonic days.
Yeah, this is back when I was a kid reading my brother magazines, Basketball Digest.
I remember Basketball Digest.
Yeah, that was a good publication.
Hold on, let's first.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We ain't do this. What's going on? I'm Tall Sean T.S. is who I am.
Oh, J-Dot is who I am for the last 30 minutes.
We 15 minutes into the show and we have not introduced ourselves. Welcome to the Black Male Podcast. And let's get back to it.
Shout out to all the listeners and followers that hit me up for a direct link. You know, I know some people aren't great with the search, but that's fine. You know what I mean, give me up, I'll get it to you. Ain't no big deal.
Appreciate the interaction. With that being said, I'm going to do better with tricking the system to get it to pop up a lot better on YouTube, I guess.
Hey, Mountain Valley, I'm going to show you one time, never again. Y'all going to cut my check.
I might blur that.
You can. I said the word.
But I think that OKC and Pacer Finals is not gonna be as viewership watch.
I said I'm not gonna watch it, but that's not realistic.
I know I'm gonna watch it.
It's not realistic.
Right. It's the NBA. It's not known. Like, unless you're gonna watch baseball.
That's not happening,
bro. Like, no disrespect to baseball. Phenomenal game, but
Yes, baseball fans, please.
I know I'm not watching that shit.
I'm not poo pooing on your sport. Nah. I just can't watch it unless I'm sitting with my father. And that's just letting him be comfortable.
Baseball is better in person than it is
on TV. No, I will go to a baseball game all day. I grew up going to Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. I'll even go to the, I went to the Durham.
The Durham Bulls.
I went there a couple times.
I went to the Mudcats too. I went to the Mudcats Stadium. It was pretty fire.
I hate the concession stand though, because I don't eat that bullshit. So I'm on my own, Jack.
Popcorn.
Yeah, I get some fries or something. Yeah, man. Salty ass popcorn. $10 for this little ass box. Yeah.
I took my boys and like my nephews to a Mudcats game.
What are Mudcats?
It's out this way. It's okay.
It's not far from
my house, so it's out this way. It's not that far. I can't.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Carolina got two minor league teams so close.
Yeah, it's literally not far. It's probably about 15 minutes away from my house right now. Yeah,
stop sleeping on Carolina, man. We need more professional teams, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I'm shocked Carolina doesn't have a professional baseball team.
Is it still a GBG?
Because our team is based off of Braves, Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta. Bulls go. They're Atlanta offshoot. I'm shocked they don't have one. No, it's not a G League team.
Cause we used to have a G League team.
We did.
What's the name was playing with them? Yeah. Jello.
Yeah. Oh, no, unless they still do. Yeah.
Should check that one again.
That's not a bad idea. You know what, man? The power of the internet.
No, because I know we had it. Baseball, I know.
Yeah.
There's a couple. Because Carolina is bigger than most people realize. You know what I'm saying? Like, Charlotte can have a team. I think Greensboro had a
right. Yep. The show lives. G League. Greensboro Swamp.
Greensboro Swamp. So yep. It's a Greensboro team.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
How does Greensboro have a team in Charlotte don't?
What? A G League team?
Yeah.
They normally don't have it in the same city, G Leagues. The G League with the professional team.
New York? I mean, New York is usually
upstate. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and that's the thing. I think the New York G League team is upstate.
Upstate New York. Westchester. Yeah.
Yeah.
Westchester.
That's far as hell. That's like, literally Greensboro to Charlotte.
I've never been to Westchester day in my life. I probably never will.
You know what I mean? So that's literally that. It's in the same state. It's just not in the same vicinity. Shit, I think the G League team would have did better here in Raleigh.
I don't know.
People would actually go to the games. When I moved here to North Carolina, I moved here working for a marketing firm that was trying to prepare the fans in the state to move the G League, move the Charlotte Hornets. At the time, they were the Bobcats to Raleigh. That's what Michael Jordan wanted. When he was in the process of buying the team, they wanted to move it. Because remember, he was in the process of changing the name, too. But it was still the Bobcats. It was still under Bob Johnson. They were going to try to move it from Charlotte to Raleigh. The people of Raleigh fought it.
Bobcats or the Hornets? What do you like better?
A Hornets. I hated that name. When they changed it from the Hornets to the Bobcats, I knew why I did it because it was Bob Johnson. So it's offshoot of his name. That's why he wanted to change it. But growing up, the Charlotte Hornets, like the color scheme, Grandmama, you know, you got Larry Johnson, you got Alonzo Mourning, you got, you know what I mean? Like, they had some legendary guys that played on that team, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're going to change it to the Bobcats and put them ugly jersey colors. Them shits was nasty. Mm-hmm. Charlotte Hornets had the best colorway in the NBA in the early days. Like, dog, you remember the starter jacket that had the Charlotte Hornet colors?
I think it was the most unique at the time.
It was labeled one of the best colorways in the NBA.
Who labeled it? You?
No, it was labeled. Jacket.
I'm giving you the kind of question that you give me to aggravate the fuck out of
it
me.
It was on the NBA. Remember the NBA magazines that used to come out? A lot of the magazines that come out. Come on, don't do that.
You do it to me
that
all the time.
That old as hell.
You do it to me all the time.
Old as hell.
And then you look at me like you don't understand why I'm so frustrated with you.
Nah.
You do it to me all the time. Who said that? Know what you do after that? Well, I didn't see it. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
So that's bullshit. I don't know. Did you hit me one of these? I didn't see it. I don't know.
Who else had a dope colorway back in the day?
Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies.
Nobody wear that shit.
Now
you're
lying.
No, I don't wear that shit.
Jalen Brunson got the highest selling jersey in the league.
That's because all the people that buy this, people in New York. Nowhere else buys that shit.
That's not
true. No one else. So, of course, it could have the highest. New York. That's like Texas. You could sell music in Texas and go platinum.
You talk music and jersey sales?
You do that all the time, too. You did that before the camera came on. You threw the music thing, and I'm like, no, that ain't the same thing. So I threw the Grammys out there, and he just threw out an analogy. That's what I did.
No, you said that Grammys.
That's what I did. Grammys, we're going to throw out an analogy.
Grammys are trash.
That Bob Johnson shit was disgusting, though, man. But they should have moved it to Raleigh. But I think that, like, once again, the community of Raleigh, of Raleigh, North Carolina, wasn't having it. So that's why they ended up keeping it in Charlotte.
Yo, why nobody ever caught on to the Spurs colors? It's the same thing as the Raiders.
It's just nasty comp. It is. It's the same
thing. Why is it nice with the Raiders, but it's whack with the Spurs?
The way it looked, because it's more gray than black.
I'm just asking.
It's that gray. And it's a different gray than the Raiders gray. The Raiders gray is more like a silver. That Pacers gray is like dull. It's dull. That shit nasty.
Okay.
You know that. That Raiders. And then that Raiders logo. That's another thing.
I wasn't
a big fan
of the Raiders stuff. It wasn't whack, but I wasn't big on starter shit.
Nah, I fucked with the starter.
I wasn't big on starter shit. I mean, it wasn't really crazy in New York like that at the time. It was there, but New York was crazy with so much other shit. It's like, you got to select. Okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And I always liked doing different shit when I was younger. If everybody else jumped on it, I didn't want to do it. Like, it's like when you buy something and you ain't wear it yet and you go out and this nigga wearing it, and he ain't wearing that shit right, you don't even want that shit no more.
Right.
Like, man, I don't even like them damn shoes. Yeah, you're fucking my shoes up. But yeah.
I think.
Ready for football season?
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
Nah, don't do that.
Hey, man, you don't work in the front office, so you can't do nothing about this trade. You can't veto this trade. They needed my assistance this year, man. I'm a positive influence in the locker room.
When you type in where Starter Jackets was made, right? Started in New Haven, Connecticut. Look at the first thing they pop up with.
You like
the
them
most,
colors?
The most selling Starter Jacket. Yeah, that shit was fire back then.
Can't do it.
That shit was fire back then. 1971.
I bet your shoes didn't match.
Now, you just wore some all whites.
Back then, I know your shoes didn't match. They had to be all white.
All black.
It had to be, because back then, there wasn't no colorways.
It wasn't a whole
sense.
Lot of colors, though.
All right.
Yeah, you okay. weren't
doing
good that.
Answer. Good answer.
Yeah, and them shits definitely was all white.
Good answer.
Definitely all white. So the Steelers, though, they still don't have a quarterback. They ain't nowhere near even coming up with one. I think they still waiting on Aaron Rodgers to make a decision.
Should have drafted Shador and went from there. If you got to play with Rudolph, I mean, you're going to have to put together a good run game.
They definitely going to have to.
Steelers fans are mad right now.
There's quite a few of them mad.
I'm surprised, man, because that's usually a pretty well-run organization.
I'm not surprised. I personally think it was a reprimandum out there that do not draft Shador.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about to allow themselves to not have a quarterback.
Okay, quarterback. Yeah, okay.
Shador thing, I think, is over Mike Tomlin's head.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike Tomlin had nothing to do with that.
Right.
That's beyond his pay grade.
But, dog, they haven't had a quarterback. Dog, y'all, they had Justin Fields and Goofy. What's Buddy's name?
I mean, you can call him Goofy, but Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. They had Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. They couldn't sign either one of them. Both of them gone.
They could have.
You got Mason Rudolph.
They chose
Rudolph.
Not to.
They got, well, they tried to.
Russ wasn't asking for a lot of money. And they basically just let him walk. Justin Fields, they couldn't keep because he got offered that big contract.
Big contract, right.
Yeah. Russell Wilson did not want to leave. They just looked at him like, hey, bro, you in Seattle. Get up out of here with all that dancing and shit. Thank you for your service.
We'll see what they do over there, man. I really don't give a fuck.
And Rice, yo, listen. Anytime a quarterback don't come to training camp,
mm-hmm.
I don't think much of it, bro.
Me neither.
Tom Brady, as great as he was, when he came back, he went to camp, man.
Yep, he did.
He met all his receivers. Built up a rapport. Aaron Rodgers just think he's just going to step up and play football.
And it's obvious what he did with the Jets. It's funny how Aaron Rodgers followed the same blueprint as Brett Favre. But Brett Favre damn near won the Jets a chip. Mm. Think about it. When Brett Favre left, Brett Favre didn't want to train Aaron. He said, it's not my job to teach the up-and-coming players. He just need to watch me. He left and he went to the Jets. He had a better 2 years, 3 years with the Jets?
I mean, I forgot
then,
about that little boy.
And then you got Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love is your backup. You say, I ain't here to train up no Jordan Love, okay. My replacement. And then you go to the Jets and you poo-pooed the Jets. You ain't do shit.
After seeing the chain of events,
mm-hmm.
Is it that Brett Favre didn't want to mentor Aaron Rodgers? Or was Aaron Rodgers just the kind of person you ain't feel like fucking with?
It's a possibility. You ain't fuck with that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So for a long time, I looked at it as if Brett Favre just didn't want to fuck with him.
Right.
But as he got older, he was almost like, maybe Aaron Rodgers is just kind of person he didn't want to fuck with.
That's a possibility. Brett Favre is an ego-driven person as well.
The only person that really has something positive to say about him was Davante Adams, because they were previous teammates.
Right.
Then Davante Adams comes to the Jets, and even Davante Adams is like, yo, this ain't what I thought I was signing up for.
Could have stayed his ass.
Sometimes your college friend isn't the same guy 10 years later.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's why when people kept me like, yo, man, we came up in the sandbox. Like, yo, sometimes people don't stay the same.
We all change.
Sometimes people elevate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you met my partners. I've been friends with them over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of them like 40. You know what I'm saying? We've been solid throughout the time. But there still have been changes. Because I know I changed. When I stopped drinking, I changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? But these are my core friends.
Right.
They just play football together. You know what I mean? So you a different person. Like, now you're like an NFL first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
Devontae Adams thinking, yeah, I'm going to get my numbers up. You get to the Jets. I mean, they was ass.
Ass, bro.
I know
ass.
He's sitting there like, yo, whoa, I the left fuck? The Raiders to come here.
At least I was getting the ball.
I went from ass to shit.
Shit. Right. I could have just stayed with ass. I could have just stayed with ass. Now I'm over here in shit land. With the NFL, you know, right now is OTAs. So a lot of the teams are getting together. They're going through their rookies. They trying to see what they can do. I don't have no expectations for no team other than my team. I expect us to do well, but at the same time, I'm not expecting us to be in a Super Bowl again. Like, when you have those high-level expectations and you get let down and you be feeling some type of way. But I do expect us to have another very, very good season.
Eagles going to Super Bowl. I've been in the meetings. I've been talking to
everybody. This is why I don't like new fans on to our teams, man.
Nah, me and Jalen Hurts talked about it, man. We're going to make it happen, man. We ain't going to talk about it, though. We're just going to do it. We ain't going to do no talking in the media. As soon as the season starts, we ain't going to do no talking.
We'll make sure we get you a shirt. You ain't allowed to get no jersey, man. Get you a shirt. Shirt.
When football season starts,
uh-huh.
Don't going to be the colors of the next batch. Watch what I talk about. Watch what I tell you, brother. Love mad, baby.
You got to get the Kelly greens, huh?
Hey, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be the green with the grace. Why did y'all talk about it? It's going to be... Shit gonna be lit, man. Stop playing.
Get the fuck out.
Fly Eagles fly, man. Cowboys did me dirty. I ain't gotta keep putting up with that. I ain't gotta keep putting up with that, man.
I feel like that. As a fan, at a point in time, we gonna keep losing, dog. I ain't gotta keep being a fan.
It's not even about the losing. It's the way they lose. Right. Like, Knicks lost last night.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yep.
My problem is the way they lost. They had a poor third quarter, and Thibodeau refused to call timeout.
He did not call a timeout. And when y'all was catching up, y'all brought the shit back, and then all of a sudden, I was like, yeah.
Bro, the way they were beating up Jalen Brunson and double teaming and triple teaming, it's playoff basketball.
Yeah,
I just don't like the fact that he got pushed off ball like that. Whatever. The fouls, right. I don't care. It's basketball, playoff basketball. But where's the enforcer? Where's the adjustments?
PJ Tucker, man, they wouldn't play him.
Man, I'd have played PJ Tucker 5 minutes. Look, you got 5 minutes to get two fouls.
I'd pay that nigga 10 minutes.
Nah, 10 because
he gonna play defense.
10 minutes, he might pass out. He ain't played a long time. You got another 7 footer on the bench. Hey, this tall nigga making them threes.
The Pacers definitely was
knock them down,
putting their players in. Pacers was playing creative players left and right out that business.
Rick Carlisle plays 10 because he expects you to play full speed.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Which it works. That's why you put your roster together. But as far as football, I'm interested in the Cleveland Browns. I want to see what they're going to do at quarterback, because I saw some footage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at the practice, mm-hmm. but I'm saying I saw some footage several times, and mm-hmm. Shador's looking good. But I have a hard time trying to analyze, is he looking good or these other niggas' ass? Or it's a little bit of both, because the other niggas throwing his ass. They making Shador look like he
that,
Brady.
That the boy that got drafted before him is dog. They got as writers.
I didn't want to call nobody
They got
names.
Beat writers coming out talking about some. He does not look like an NFL quarterback.
One writer said straight up and down, he does not belong in this league. And I have to call him. I'm like, bro, come on, Shane.
Right.
Why are you talking about me like that?
I think Flacco is going to be the starter. Flacco's definitely going to be the starter.
He should be.
Yes, but he definitely should be.
When it gets to game 6, if they're not at least 3-3, by game eight, I see Shador getting snaps. Because if you're going to be 2-6,
you might as well play him.
You might as well play him. But if you like 6-2,
yo, so,
let him learn.
So if that's the case, then that means somebody's getting cut. So is it going
to be?
Is it going to be what's buddy name?
They're not going to cut him because they're going to look so stupid.
No, not him. The other dude. What's his name? Because he was on my team. He was on my Eagles just last year.
The dude with the funny mustache?
Yeah, what's his name? God damn it. I know his name. Kenny Pickett.
Oh, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, so Pickett over there, too.
Oh, he's trash.
So, what are they going to do, cut Pickett?
I mean, I thought maybe if Pickett had a different environment, he might
right.
at least be a backup. It's funny that you got that many backups on one team.
Right.
Because you still got Rudolph over there.
Right.
No. You still got, you got Flacco.
You got Flacco, Gabriel, Pickett. And then Shador. That's it.
You're going to keep three quarterbacks.
You're going to keep three. Somebody got to go.
More than that. That's five quarterbacks.
Who's the fifth one?
Let me see. Flacco. Uh-huh. Gabriel.
Uh-huh. Shador Pickett.
Shador Pickett. It's four. I don't know where I got
this. Yeah, it's only four.
I think it's one more there.
No,
though.
It's not. I don't think it's no maybe one. Not, maybe yeah, not. It's only four. They only got four.
I thought it was five. Okay. So one got to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to be Pickett because you're not going to draft a guy and cut him the same year.
Right.
Well, Pickett, they'll probably put him on the practice squad in case somebody get hurt. I don't think they're going to cut him flat outright.
But is he going to want to be on the practice squad?
Did he get cut there?
Because that's another thing.
First time you question it? All right, well.
Because I think a team wanted him, but he decided to go over there because he thought he was going to get some burn.
Well, I applaud the Browns for drafting Shador and giving him a chance to go out there and play, man. I mean, a lot of these guys, man, I don't care what they did in college. We got to see him in the pro atmosphere to really see what they're going to do.
I totally agree.
But nobody can say that Shador doesn't deserve a chance to play. I'm not even talking about this year. Within his first 3 years, he should be playing somewhere.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? I think you got to give a quarterback, what, 5-6 game sample size to kind of get a feel. You can't just right. put him in there the one
speed,
game.
The speed is going to be crazy.
First game, you might throw two interceptions. The game yeah. is different. The cornerbacks is flying all over the place. It's like, oh, shit, where you come from?
Yeah.
You know, Michael Vick didn't learn how to read defenses until he played for the Eagles.
Yep.
But he was an extreme talent.
Extreme
talent. Yeah, everybody's not him.
But that's because, it wasn't even Andy Reid. Andy Reid didn't teach him shit. He was gone.
Nah, Andy Reid was there.
Andy Reid, yeah, he was there for a little while. Then they got Doofy.
No, Andy Reid, the one that taught him how to read defenses.
Yeah, he did.
And inspired him to study.
But I think he only had 1 year with Reid, and then he got
MVP what, season.
With the Raiders. What's the dude that's over there at the Raiders right now? I can't stand him. It was our old coach.
Was it Kiffin?
DeSean Jackson don't like him. None of that.
Was it Kiffin?
No, not Kiffin. He was a college coach, too, at one point before he came to the NFL.
You talking about college coach people don't like, boy. It got to be that dude Gruden. Nobody likes Gruden.
Which one, Jay or?
The one that was coaching the Raiders. He should never be hired again.
Yeah, that was Jay Gruden.
Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah. I'm about to show you right now. What's his name? I can't stand that motherfucker. I can't think of his name for nothing in the world right now. Coaching staff, not just head coaches. I like how Pete Carroll went and got a job. Chip Kelly.
Oh.
Chip okay. Kelly, lame ass. Remember, he was the head coach for a little while. My Eagles fucked the whole team up. Ain't nobody like each other.
Well, look, let me ask you something. We're trying to pay. We're going to talk about college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than just basketball. Let's say college athletics.
Okay.
Do you think parents should be more engaged in the NIL process
yes.
as far as understanding what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that because a dude did a reel. It's actually a dope reel. He was saying top 15 NBA bust. Not really NBA bust, but people that left college too soon.
Right.
There was one particular guy. He would be a senior this year.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably would have got $3 million NIL money.
Right.
He went pro like 3 years ago. And immediately got
so he only spent 1 year in the college and then went
one
pro?
1 year.
Hmm.
No years in the NBA.
Hmm.
None.
Who?
I forgot the name. It was like 15 different people. The same process. Niggas going out too early.
Right.
And
but that's been happening so long. That's kind of.
But it's like it's usually being advised incorrectly.
Right.
And a lot of times it's parents pushing kids. But the NIL money wasn't there yet. It wasn't
right,
there yet.
It wasn't.
But jumping to the NBA and getting cut, some people make it
and,
work.
And I ain't going to say it's parents. I think it's a lot of times it's these predatory agents.
I didn't say it was parents. I'm saying parents as far as them being engaged and knowing something.
Right.
Even if you hire an agent, you still should have a basic knowledge of what an agent does.
Oh, yeah. No, I was talking about pushing these, a lot of these kids being pushed to the NBA, especially if they, you know, upbringing is bad, then you got a lot of these predatory agents. But I agree. I think parents should be fully as much as knowledgeable as they can in the process.
Yeah, because with the potential of NIL money, if you're a college player, that's not a, there's really no guaranteed short shot.
No.
But the prediction of being a short shot pro might be, what, 3 players in college every year?
Yeah, it's not many.
That's like definite, yeah. And I'm reaching with that.
Right.
Like Cooper Flagg, you know he's going to play pro.
Right.
Like, whether he's good, great, or whatever,
he's definitely going to play. Yeah, he's going
to. Okay, outside of that, everything else is speculation. You know, then they go to the combine, and you find out they got like a 20-inch vertical or something, and it's like, oh, shit, this ain't what we thought. And it did happen right. with Jason Bourne from Auburn. His vertical was like a 24.
Right.
And they was like, whoa. And
then they had another player that, what's the other kid that's right under Cooper that everybody was looking at? He's shorter than what they thought.
They had Ace Bailey.
They had him. They up.
They had him 6'7".
Yep.
Which is still good for two guard. I think 6'7". Mm-hmm. But where'd you get 6'10" from?
That. But a lot of these coaches, they
well, that's why a lot
height.
Of people don't like going to the combine.
Yeah, they'll fabricate your height.
Well, he's a surefire pro kind of thing. He almost had to go pro after his rookie year. Mm-hmm. But when you have kids in college, you know, I think parents, man, it's different. Like, and we said before on podcast, parenting now requires more work.
And parents got to be more than just street smart. A lot of them got to be business savvy in this.
Yeah, but street smart makes some people stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Street smarts is only an element of intelligence.
And they got to take themselves out of it.
It can't be the foundation of your intelligence.
Right.
If street smarts is the foundation of your intelligence, more so than the element, you're going to be a dumb
man. Right. But I also think people got to be, you got to also take yourself out of it. A lot of parents got to take themselves out of the process. Don't think about what you would do. Think about what's best for your kid. And if you look at your child and you see how they play, you look at their numbers,
like
you got to let them know, hey, the NBA might not – let's spend another year in college.
You said some good shit in there. You didn't catch it.
Nah, I caught it.
Nah, you ain't catch it. Because when I tell you what you said was good shit, you ain't gonna be right.
What?
When you get yourself out of there, you can't say – this is what I would do.
Dude, right.
People love to say, if I was you.
Dude, yeah, I hate that.
I ain't you.
I ain't, not nowhere near you.
You know what I'm saying? You 6'6", on front like you 6'7".
Right.
I'm 6'1". We ain't the same.
Hold on.
I can't come out early unless I'm averaging 40 a game.
Hold on, why you put me to the front like I was 6'7"?
Nah, because you be on some bullshit. No bullshit.
6'6". And some change, though.
You know what I mean? You just proved my point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, I'm 6'3". I say 6'1". I mean, yeah. Jada Brush is shorter than me. I'm kind of upset. Like, you got all that footwork. Like, somebody trained me wrong when I was a kid. I might have loved the game of basketball.
But I always believed in that. You got to take yourself out of it because your child's
parents don't do that.
Process is their process. But you just got to at least apply some information, apply some rational thinking, apply. Because you know your kid's going to look to you. And no matter what you do, your kid's going to look to you. No matter what they have going on, they may be steadfast in their process. They still going to be like, hey, what do you think? So you got to automatically take your motherfucking self out of it.
You triggered think about my main issue with parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Certain elements that you're strong at can't be the foundation of your parenting.
Yes.
Just like street smarts. You're a street dude. Mm-hmm. That can't be the foundation of your parenting. Mm-hmm. That's an element of your existence.
Mm-hmm.
People that grow up in the church, that can't be your foundation of parenting.
Right.
That's an element of your life.
Right.
Not your child.
They got to figure that out on
like
their
a lot
own.
Of people that grow up in these church families, that's the whole thing.
Yep.
And they miss out on so many opportunities in life because anything outside of that spectrum is considered wrong or considered some kind of abomination or something. Like,
right.
And the support wavers if it isn't within the style of the person that's talking. Our generation, I don't think, is as concrete as that.
Mm-mm.
We're more abstract, you know, parenting. And I'm talking about parents. I ain't talking about people that just have babies.
Right.
They're two different things. Stop acting like you don't know. So I don't want to hear that shit from anybody.
We're
talking about parenting. It's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you from the streets and your son grew up in private school, it's not the same.
Nah, not at all.
You know what I mean? A lot of different situations you've been through, he hasn't been through.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can instill certain levels of knowledge, but that's one element. But there's elements of things he's going to approach that, you know, you should be able to advise him on as well.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't always react the way you would react or expect him to react the way you would react. Because every person is different. It's like if you got three kids, you love them the same, but you actually raised them somewhat different because they got different gifts.
Yep.
And that's why when I hear parents say, I raised all my kids the same.
Nope.
And they, how? How? This one's an athlete. This one is good in school.
Right.
This one isn't good in school, but he's good with his hands.
Hands, right.
How are you raising them all different? So that's you're telling me in the summertime you sent all three of them to basketball camp?
Right. And a lot of parents do that.
You dumb as hell.
A lot of parents do that.
You dumb as hell. Take this goofy, nerdy-ass nigga bro, and send him somewhere and learn how to code over the summer.
Bro, I say this. For me, I'm a big basketball person. Love basketball. I've played it all my life. I did not push that shit on my kids. That's why, probably why they are late bloomer in it, but they had to find the love for it themselves before I decided. Like, even like coaching my youngest, I didn't want to coach him. But he asked me, he kept saying, Dad, I want to play basketball, but I'm still too young. They don't have nothing around here for him to hoop. I said, oh, just so happened they got the rec league. And you're old enough now to play. He was like, I can play. I'm like, yeah. I was like, I don't know why I never really checked with the rec league here. And they got a pretty good program. And he was like, but you should coach. And I was like, all right, because you want me to. Like, I don't want to push that on them because I love basketball and I think they can play or I think they'll be good. Until you take it serious on your own, then I'll take it serious with you. But until you show that that's what you want to do, I ain't here to push you to do nothing.
I hear that, but I'm like the total opposite, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But my situation is different because I was co-parenting. I wish I would have pushed it more.
Okay.
Because I stayed back because I didn't want him to feel the pressure of being great playing basketball.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want him to be great as a person.
Person, right.
More so. And when you co-parent, it's almost like you got this limited space.
Right.
You know
you're trying to hang out and spend time.
I'm trying to be dad.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, not trying to have him around me, making him run around and fucking run laps in the fucking
park. Now, don't get me wrong. I push now.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm saying, when I got to a point of really trying to instill and push, he was a senior in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I seen him transform and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm like, damn, if we would have had these conversations like hard body all through high school, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mentality.
It could have been a different place, right?
Yeah, it could have been a different place. And it might have been more, even more fun for him.
Right.
But then in my mind, I was like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go back when we said before, I was thinking, it made me feel like I was thinking for me and not for him. If I push him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if a child comes to you and says, Dad, I want you to work with me, then it's different from you just saying, all right, come on, get up, let's go work. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're making them do that. And then some parents, you know, you feel like, all right, if you're going to play, this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm not mad at that either. But with co-parenting, it's like I made the choice not to push him too hard. I wanted him to get it on his own, and then if he wanted from me, I would put it.
Yeah, instill it, right.
But
right.
I always question that. But, right. He had a good senior year. I mean, he defended some people that played D1, did well. But, you know, you always want more. I don't care what it is in life. You always
that's
want
a fact.
More.
You want more. You definitely damn sure
you always want
more.
And then as a father, I didn't want to stop seeing him play.
Right, right.
Selfishly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He had a couple games that was amazing. I'm like, damn. Ooh, I want more this way.
Right. Now, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, I can't front. Like,
when you see your kids progress, like I watch my son, my oldest, he's progressing. Like I say, he's a late bloomer in it. But I realize there's so many late bloomers in that sport.
Bro, it's exciting when your child does nothing on the court.
Right.
But when they nice.
Right.
God, man.
Yo, I think I spoke about it on the pod, or me and you talked about it when we was at the park hooping, and my guy that I played ball with in high school, he happened to live here, and he was like, yo, why your son ain't over here playing with us? I said, well, one, he wanted to play with his homeboys. Two, I still letting him like get the feel of playing with people, and he got to want to come to the big side to hoop. And I said, but we've been working on this game, and then he.
What are you doing? You doing the kid gloves?
Somewhat.
Did you have kid gloves when you were younger?
I was my own man, so I just did me.
But I'm saying, I'm talking about your competition. Did you do the kid gloves?
Nah, I did.
Cause we didn't have kid gloves.
Cause we didn't have it. I didn't. It was non-existent.
You 12. You playing against 18-year-olds.
Yeah, you playing with the big niggas.
And they foul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut your ass up, little nigga.
Yo, for me. But, like, oh, but think about this. If you went to the basketball court, it was always two sides. It was the side that niggas was just, all right, we over here. And then there's the side where you got to come over here and hoop. You got to want to go to that side.
Y'all ain't had, like, no dope spot for the underground backyard wars? It was half court going hard.
Yes. Nigga, my yard was one of the backyard courts. It was my yard. It was a couple of other people's yards that we would literally damn near like a circuit and be in the backyard, dusty.
Anybody playing has an experience.
Ground. No backyard, concrete.
The backyard half-court wars of basketball. You missed out.
And you playing house rules. Bro. Niggas are telling you, that's a two. If you shoot this far, we might give you a three. Ain't no foul. You call your own fouls. And then if niggas protest that shit, you might not get that foul call.
You talking blood, sweat, and tears, bro. Bro, I out of bounds with the fence on the side.
Yep.
And the house. If you hit the house.
You better. And my mama come out here.
No, you hit the house, game over.
Yep, we surrapped.
Nah, if you hit the house, we had to just walk and leave.
Yep.
It wasn't no waiting for somebody to tell us. As soon as somebody hit the house, whether it was ball or body. We had to leave for the day. Come back tomorrow. That was the rule. Hit the house, you out.
Yep.
Bro, we used to be. You talking about hustle?
Oh, yeah. Niggas diving at the ball.
Bro, half court, just going hard. And I was always the youngest out there.
Trey, no bullshit. Where I used to live at, the basketball court, the basketball goal me and my brother put up is still there. The same hoop is still in the same fucking spot.
That's crazy. Your brother ain't used to hoop?
Yeah, he played. My middle brother did. My youngest brother was actually a highly recruited football player.
No, you told me.
Until he tore his whole rotator cuff, and his shoulder kept snapping out of place. That's a liability. And you a lineman. Like you're an offensive lineman and like you're a tackle. So you're a tackle.
He was offensive lineman? How tall was he? How tall is your brother?
Sheldon is a little bit taller than you.
Oh yeah, he's a little lineman.
Now. Yeah, he is a little bit taller than you. I think Shamar is a little taller than you. Sheldon is closer to mine. Sheldon's 6'4". So Sheldon's
6'4". The one to play football, right?
Yeah, he the one to play football.
Oh, 6'4" for a lineman. Okay,
yeah, 6'4". And was nice with it. And he played defense as well. So, but he, like I said, I watched him in the middle of a game. His shoulder popped out of place. For the very first time, he snapped that shit back in place and kept playing. He had recruiters in the place and everything, but that would hurt him doing that. He should have just stayed out the game and really got his shit fixed. He kept playing. But, that was the era we grew up in.
Well, when you're young, you can heal a little bit better, right. But that still isn't
my smart. Brother Shamar, he played football. I mean, he played basketball. He played football with me as well, but he ain't played football long. My mama pulled him off the field. His grades was trash. But he played basketball, but he wasn't trash, but he always been a little more of a street nigga than anything, bro. You know you got that one brother that's just like, where you been at, bro?
Should happen.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that goal is still
parents,
up.
Parents still get engaged. Get engaged, man.
If you don't, even
on another upswing,
your kids gonna fall to the shark.
Women's softball is blowing up, man.
I noticed that,
These girls are getting $2-3 million NIL deals. There's one girl from Texas Tech.
To play softball in college. There's no other. She's after college, there's nothing else.
She's in the World Series now. She's getting millions NIL money. Mm-hmm. They got the Olympics. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it. But you don't get paid for the Olympics. You get sponsorship.
Endorsements.
Yeah, that's it. And if you got to hope if you're good. You hope.
It's like maybe one person on the team.
See? So that's, once again, after college. No, I think everyone gets a level of sponsorship, but it just, it depends on the level.
I'm talking about life changing.
Yeah, then it might be one or two people off the team. But once again, after college, there's nothing else.
Can they have a women pro softball league?
I don't know. I don't know the demographic of that to know if that would be successful. I'm just wondering,
do people really like softball?
Say this, when you remember way back in the day, and this is going far, when people went to war, when all the men went to war, the women league did keep baseball alive. Okay, the women in the Negro League kept baseball alive. I'll say this,
marketing wise,
it will work.
No. Marketing wise, mm-hmm. women's softball is different.
Mm-hmm. It'll work.
Y'all can really market that shit if y'all wanted to. It ain't like it was 10, 15 years ago.
And baseball in general is the highest paid sport. These players get a lot of money, and we don't know half of them things. One, we don't really watch baseball. I think baseball for women could work.
No, I'm just saying, because the WNBA, the fact that more of these women are attractive than it was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Helps in marketing.
Yeah, it does.
I'm saying with softball, these are different looking young ladies, man. I remember coming up watching softball.
You took the disgusted old man route about it. Attractiveness.
Okay. What am I saying? Is it not true?
I mean, you are correct.
When it comes to marketing, you have to have visuals. Yeah. I mean, it's just what it is, man. Please, don't act like anyone's pleased.
We don't do that with the men, though.
I have nothing to do with that. You're going way too far. I have nothing to do with that right there, my brother. But when it comes to promoting women's sports, being attractive is a bonus.
I mean, it is. I can't deny as a marketer, it is.
That was wild. It is done with the men, though. You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't watch
I'm not asking you if somebody's attractive. I'm saying when it comes to taking somebody to the next level, it would help if you're not looking like, I don't know what word.
They trying to promote Ant-Man as the face of the league. Son looks stupid.
He looks stupid.
I'm not gonna say he look good or don't look good. Just
what?
Son looks stupid. Ja Morant looks stupid.
Ja Morant looks.
They not pushing Tatum because he too pretty. They not. Dog, they hate that nigga, dog. Dog, that's so sad, though. He too pretty, so they don't push him like that.
Has there ever been a light-skinned guy that was the face of the NBA?
Not Don Noah.
It's always a light-skinned curse, bro.
Yeah, it's not Don Noah. Steph. Steph about the only one. But he not really the face of the league, though, neither, so.
He's always played with LeBron.
Yeah. So he's not been the face of the league. It's always some dark-skinned thing, right? Funny looking. Jordan was funny looking. LeBron funny looking. A bunch of funny looking niggas, man.
I just can't participate. I don't know.
Funny looking niggas, man. You already participate.
I just think college softball for the women is going a long way. And if you got a daughter playing softball, there's opportunities, man.
Yeah, I agree.
I think parents sleep on the fact that there's a scholarship for almost everything your child does well.
Everything.
But parents don't understand this, so they're not really engaged in this process. You can get a scholarship.
Is it black parents or?
I don't know what other races do. It's not my concern.
Okay. So you're speaking from black parents.
This is the Black Male Podcast. Right. Trey Dodd is who I am.
All right.
I don't know what them people do. Obviously, they're doing it right.
Yeah, because they in
they all, the whole team is them.
Right.
Golf scholarships.
Yep.
Chess.
Yep.
Imagine that.
Yep.
Going to school free for chess.
Yo, that's funny.
Come on. Ain't no young black people playing chess.
Lil Sean said that. He's like, Dad, I heard you can get a scholarship for chess.
Yes.
I was like, yes, you can.
Full.
And he plays. He plays chess. He's like,
full ride.
He said, well, I need to learn more skills in chess. I said, learn. We got a chess board. You got the ability. We have the internet.
Full ride, bro.
You have the internet.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son's going to Duke, man. Got a chess scholarship.
That's fire to me.
What?
Son. That's fire, though.
I'm telling everybody.
I don't know about nobody else, but that's fire to me.
If he hoop and he sit the bench, it's almost like, bum ass nigga. Bum ass nigga got a transfer.
But he over there on the chess team smoking.
Even if he asks, you don't know.
Nah, I play chess, though.
I'm just saying, he could be the worst dude on the chess team. Don't nobody know. Yeah. Man, my son on the chess team, man. Fuck you talking.
Full
about,
ride, 2-year ride.
Full ride.
Yo, what if they get an NIL on chess, son?
Why not? A black man on the chess team, he about to eat.
Spinning the fucking king.
Your man with the radio. Your man with the radio got an NIL deal. And transferred. Power move, man.
He transferred.
All he did was carry a radio.
That's it. He was the equipment manager.
Nigga about to buy a new house, man. Yo, I'm tight.
And he was like a little
goofy, man.
There we go. That's
he a goofy,
that's a
goofy.
One. That's a good one to say. That's a good one. Because I was going to fuck it up. I was going to fuck it up just now.
Yo, he a double goofy. Else. He a goofy goofy.
I'm with you. Good job, bro. See, that's why we do this.
Nah,
because when one of us about to fuck up and say something wild, the other one jump in and correct it. Nah, good shit, bro.
You gonna say something wild anyway?
Nah. I ain't about to say this.
Yeah, you gonna say it.
Nah, man. Let's jump to this. We kind of been flowing through the topics without even knowing we was flowing through the topics, man. But do women have a false sense of entitlement in relationships to you?
Most definitely.
All right, why is that?
Doesn't apply to all women, of course. Right. Well, a woman can be in a relationship.
We're gonna put that right here. Doesn't apply to all women, yeah. Of course.
Well, I mean, women could be with a man for 3 months and they think they entitled with something from the woman, from the man, because they had sex with him a few times.
A lot of women do feel like because they gave up their body that they are entitled to
you've
something.
You've been with a man 6 months and you expect him to help you with your car payment and you're behind on your car like 4 months.
Before me.
You know what I'm
saying?
Your car just got repoed and you sending a man text messages for how much it costs to get it out.
My question is this.
Like you entitled to that.
Should we also, because women always want to check our finances and what we're doing, should we also check women's finances and be like, hey, you need to kind of have your shit together if we're going to be kicking it. I need to know that you have money management skills.
Well, even if you don't have money management skills, I need to know I'm the one that needs to handle it. I wouldn't rule out somebody because they don't manage money well, because I've met a woman that manages money way better than me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she had more of it, but I'm saying she managed money way better than me. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but that's a within your household thing.
Yes.
And if you're serious about a relationship, you need to have that conversation. Because in today's world, I know 5 women personally that handle finances in their house because they do it better.
Right.
And there's no problem with that. And there's nobody's business either.
Right, I agree.
I just know because I'm, family, friends, people tell me shit. But if a woman is so adamant in knowing every little piece of our existence,
right,
then let's put it on the table.
Right.
I say, you say.
Right.
We say.
Right.
Now what we gonna do?
I always believe in whatever.
Why is that bad?
Whatever works best for you and yours.
You so worried about somebody's, what's that word, man? You so worried about somebody's body count.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck about that.
You know what I'm saying? You worried about body counts and all this bullshit. Yeah. Let's talk about how are we going to get these bills taken care of. Am I paying the majority of these bills? We going half and half?
Right.
Am I taking this stack and you taking this stack and we meet each other in the middle?
Right.
How are we going to do this?
Right.
Okay. You make twice as much as me, so how are we going to do this?
Right.
I make twice as much as you. This is what we're going to do.
Right.
Because if I'm making twice as much, I'm going to say this is what we're going to do. If you make more, maybe you're going to put together a plan. But we're going to come together in the middle.
Right.
That has to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, you can avoid it, but one day you're going to have to have it.
Even if you make twice as much, I think it's a communication thing between both. I make twice as much as my wife. My wife doesn't have to work, but she does. She refuses not to work.
I mean, it's always a communication thing. And a lot of times women are experts at letting a man make the final decision when he really didn't make the final decision. But he feels like he does, and I appreciate it.
I do too. I do as well.
Because I'm asking your input,
right?
But the fact that you trust me to make the decision off of what we have.
Right.
There's power in that. Right.
I also believe in if we run into a situation and I say, I got it until I don't. You got to believe I got it until the time I don't have it. And then you could bring it up then.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily.
Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But then at that point, I think men, as our egos, we got to remove ego in situations and just let your partner know, hey, I'm going to fall short in this particular area. We're going to need to kind of restructure.
There's things. Power in that.
You know what I mean?
There's power in that level of transparency right there.
Right.
And that was a weakness in my younger years, most definitely.
I think a lot of
I would push that shit till the 10th, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever date. Push it to the 10th. It could be the 9th and a half.
Yep.
And I'm like, nah, I ain't done yet.
Right. I'm still trying to figure this out. Right.
Get this.
Right.
I'll be back.
Right.
Then the 10th come. God,
I ain't got it.
Maybe I'll pay it on the 12th.
Oh, I'm gonna drop a portion and then get up the rest.
I'm gonna make this phone call, see if I get this extension. Yep. Well, I should have got the extension on the 25th.
Yeah.
Wait till the 11th.
Nah, I'm with it.
Bad business.
I think I know for me, man, I always anything luxury, I push that shit to the side. I don't give a fuck. My cell phone could go off. I don't give a fuck about it. That's luxury in my book. Unless you run a business and you need your phone to be able to communicate, to me that's a luxury. I don't give a fuck about that. Internet is a luxury unless you need that for your business or because you work at home. Hold on.
Damn, bless you, bro. Whoa. Ooh. That was in stereo.
Nah, I'm going to cut that out.
No, you're not.
Nah, I am.
You're not going to get to that. I don't believe it.
We're going to see.
Nah.
That shit was loud.
It's going to be on there. You ain't cutting out shit.
I might have to cut that one, though. That
was sounds too loud. Good. You always say you're going to cut something.
Then I cut a listening. Lot of stuff.
Okay.
That's why when I'll be like, and we're back.
It's not very often. Yeah, that's only when you use the restroom. And we're back.
You only judging me off of my past, and I get it. But my current present, yeah, my present me, I've cut things out.
Worst thing in the world is when someone takes a quote and they reiterate the quote back towards you and you're the originator of the quote. It's trash. What Bubba Dub say? Trash.
Don't judge me on my past, bro.
Okay. Don't judge me by my worst day. I got you.
Trash.
He found a button, right?
I already set it up this time.
Okay. We good. Well, continue your story.
But yes, luxury items. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Well, some people have a system where any purchase over X amount of dollars, we discuss.
Yes,
and I think
we
I'm
do
a
that.
Fan
we
that.
Do that around here.
I think I'm a fan of that. Any purchase over
a certain amount of number, it's a certain number, and it's like,
I mean, if you wanna go out and spend 3 racks on a purse, like
you don't. Even I'll know say this: as long as it don't come out of this particular pot, we normally.
Well, that's another way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this the real pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got your shake pot.
Yep, do what you do.
Shake whatever you want to shake. I mean, my parents did that. They had a joint account,
mm-hmm.
and they had their separate accounts. Mm-hmm. You know, they separate accounts. You know, my mother bought the groceries and whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. If she needed extra, it would be a discussion. You know, the joint accounts paid the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, my father had his separate account for whatever he did, you know.
But think about
sneaking out to eat and shit.
The woman account. Went to buy groceries while the joint account didn't handle the groceries.
Hey, bro. Can't answer that right now. I always wondered that myself.
I just thought about that.
But whatever works in your household.
Your house works in your household, yeah. Yeah.
My mother was old school mother, bro. Wake up in the morning, family.
Yeah.
Come home, family. The next day, family. To this day, family. I see my mother now 5 days out of the week.
Right.
I said to her, "Mom, you ain't tired of looking at me yet? I had you, boy. I love it." She said, "I'll see you Wednesday." That was it.
She said, "I had you, boy. I love it."
Well, you know, they look
moms
at it different.
Moms is different,
that's,
son.
That's a good question. You'd have a man be bitching.
Yeah.
Why it's coming out of my pot, nigga?
Yep.
Nah, son.
Like
why it's coming out of my pot?
Like you just said, I go and sneak off and buy food. But
my mom's know what you're doing. My pops, yeah. My pops went out ate lunch almost every day. Because I used to be with him sometimes. Right. He'd be like, "You hungry?" I'm like, "Well, I'm good. Well, let's get something to eat." He loved Golden Corral because of the buffet.
Right.
This is what he would do. I could tell on him now. He'd get a salad
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of food.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the dessert bar.
Fuck it up.
Hard body, son. Always ice cream. And trinkets around the side, brownie, whatever. But he would always have a salad and a small little meal.
Offset it. It's an offset.
In his mind.
Right. He respect it.
And then, I mean, shit.
I respect it.
I'm the son, nigga. I don't care. And then the dessert bar. Hard body. My mother hated Golden Corral, though.
But yeah. Yeah, my mother ain't a fan of Golden Corral, neither, son.
A lot of women don't like it.
Because she was like, yo, it's food I can cook myself at the house.
Never heard that one, but yeah.
Yo, we got the last topic, because we already had an hour and change, man. Last topic, and you sent me this. I was going to talk about that shit with the Dollar General shit, but I think we could save that for later, for another episode. I want to do a little more research. But you sent me this thing on 50 L.A. rappers. So I did a quick skim. Yes, I'm not from L.A., but Blueface at 50 is disgusting to me, son.
Blueface at 250
is disgusting, son. And I know quite a few of these rappers on this list. And
if he's not the worst rapper that became popular ever, I want
to
know who
is. It is nasty to me, son.
That list is wild.
This list is a stupid wild. Crooked Eye is at 46.
It's kind of low.
Yep. I know who Evidence is, and Evidence over Crooked Eye is crazy to me.
Yeah, I haven't heard nothing from Evidence.
Everlast ain't dropped shit in God knows when, and he's over Crooked Eye.
He doesn't even do hip-hop anymore.
And I forgot Everlast was even from the West Coast. I thought this nigga was from Boston somewhere.
House of Pain.
Right.
Jump around. Jump right up and get down.
Now, Ab Soul at 43, I'm cool with that. I really like his music. Will.i.am at 42, I think Will.i.am should be a lot higher.
Him, Shepherd from Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, I think his own personal catalog is good, but I do think him and Black Eyed Peas together is pretty. Lady of Rage should not be at 41.
She's from Virginia.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we know she got her bones in L.A. She should be down there with Blueface. Blueface should be off the list, and she should be down there.
Oh.
In the low 40s, in the 50s, 60s range.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Rough and Tough?
You only know one song. Think about it. Only one song. Rock Coolio.
With your band.
Coolio.
Legend.
Yep. Fat Lip. Fat Lip.
How do you separate him from Farside?
That's what I was just about to say. He has nothing solo.
Oh, he does.
He does?
I seen it was a video that was pretty weird.
I'm going to go back to my original statement. He has nothing solo that we know of.
I know of it. That's how you talk to me. That's how you be talking to me, son. I be hating you for that shit.
Some nigga named Keem.
I don't know.
I ain't never heard nothing from this nigga, son. He had two albums charted on the top Billboard 200.
Okay, doesn't help me.
Pull Your Whole Card. This is important songs.
Just made
Pull Your Whole Card, Peace Treaty, Wop Wop with DJ Pooh.
I have no idea what you're talking about, bro.
Mac 10, I ain't mad at Mac 10. Mac 10 at 37.
Kind of high.
Yeah. Tash at 36.
It's Tosh. I call him
Tosh. Right? Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we know him. But.
How do you have him separate from alcohol?
Right, I was just about to ask.
What are we doing?
I was just about to ask that, yo.
Bugging.
Mars. Mars ain't, I don't remember no Mars records, bro. I know him. I know he can rap his ass off. But
I know him more from what he looks like.
Like, there we go.
Honestly, I just really, and people keep telling me about it.
But. There we go. Dub C. I'm sorry. All I know is Dub C as a
Connection.
Right, as West Side Connection and as a background dancer. That's it, son. We don't know no songs by Dub C by himself.
Wow, Dub C, top 50?
Cool. Yup. He fucking 34. He got a song called The Streets.
Well, no MC
featuring
right
Snoop
there.
Dogg and Nate Dogg.
Whatever.
Razzcaz at 33. I think he should be higher.
Razzcaz, nice.
Yep, I think he should be higher. I don't know who this nigga. Ace Alone.
Yeah. Old school.
Okay.
Freestyle Fellowship, I think.
Yep, show list. Freestyle Fellowship.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yep. Yo Yo. I ain't mad at Yo Yo. Nah. I think she should be higher though.
Nah, I don't agree with that. Okay.
Why not? At 31?
Nah, I don't like Yo Yo Yo.
We talk about West Coast. We're not talking about your preference.
I mean, okay.
03 Greedo. I don't know who that
is. Proceed.
I don't know who that is. J-Rock. I'm not mad at J-Rock. J-Rock nice. Got some joints.
J-Rock nice.
J-Rock super nice. By himself and with his teammate, with his peoples. Rowdy Rich at 28. I think Rowdy Rich a little too high, but I understand. He should be on the list, but he's just a little too high. Mm. Just a little too high. But that one song, Daz Dillinger, is too low. 27. He's too low.
Legend.
Yep. Producer and artist. Dog, they put Doja Cat. She did more pop shit than she do rap shit.
Okay.
Doja Cat.
Fast forward.
Yo, that's crazy to me. Tyga. I'm not mad at Tyga.
No.
I don't think he should be at 25. Dog, Tyga drop hits after hit after hit.
Nah.
I like Tyga.
40 plus.
Right. He shouldn't be at 25. I think 35.
Nah.
35. Nah, man. Draco the Ruler. I don't know who that nigga is. We're going to skip on past that. Vince Staples. I like Vince Staples a lot. Vince phenomenal. Nice.
Never knew where he was rapper. From.
Yeah, he from Cali.
He cooked, but
he's 23. He too high. Too high. Just a little too high.
Young people voting, that's all.
Shit, there's a lot of old trash on here. Earl Sweatsuit. Son is nice too. He way too high. At 22, he way too high.
He shouldn't be in nobody's top 20.
he MC Ren at 21.
Nah, Shay. We ain't gonna do this.
He should be higher, right?
Higher? Nah, we not doing this, bro.
Where you got MC Ren at?
MC Ren?
Uh-huh.
What solo record from MC Ren? I don't have MC Ren in no top 50,
bro. He's definitely not. He doesn't have any solo joints.
So. Yo, he gets a, what's that, Career Achievement Award. He's not no top
Everything
50,
has been
bro.
In NWA. Yeah, MC Ren. Warren G, 20. Warren G at 20.
No.
I think Warren G should be like 30, 25.
Okay. You say 25, I say 25,
30. Let's see. Dom Kennedy. I fuck with Dom Kennedy. At
Dom Kennedy, nice. I never knew where he was from. He nice.
Sugar Free. So they got Sugar Free. They got the legend Sugar Free. So.
Nah, your list. That list is so flawed. Complex playing, man.
Yo. They got Sugar Free. I ain't mad, but I'm mad, son.
Son, that is ridiculous, man.
Sugar Free over Dom Kennedy at 18, son. His notable songs is I'd Rather Give You My Bitch. Why You Bullshit?
Notable means
On
what?
My Way. That's his notable records, man.
It's not notable, man.
Schoolboy Q. I fuck with Schoolboy Q. Big fan of Schoolboy Q. He should be higher than 17.
Son, nice.
King T, I know who he is. He's not bad, but he's up too high. YG, he shouldn't be over Schoolboy Q. But I ain't mad at
that. The list from here on should be
Exhibit at 14. I ain't too mad at that. Corrupt at 13. But to me, Corrupt and Daz are the same nigga. They should be and Corrupt from Virginia.
He from Philly.
Yeah, Philly. That's what it is. He from Philly. Daz should be up a lot higher. MC8. I'm a big MCA fan. I'm not mad. Yeah.
Gia.
The Game at 11.
Game nice.
Yep. Cannot. Well, he's contributed. Nipsey Hussle at 10.
Grinding on my life.
Yep. Eazy-E at 9.
Stop it. Stop it, yo.
Be Real at 8. I ain't mad at that. I think Be Real probably should be up a little bit higher, but I'm cool with him being in the top 10.
Sand in my membrane. Okay, cool.
Ice-T at 7. I think Be Real should be in front of Ice-T.
Ice-T, come on. 6 in the morning.
You know what I mean? DJ Quick. I ain't mad at DJ Quick at 6.
Ooh, kind of
I ain't
high.
Mad at, nah. Tyler, the Creator at 5.
Forgot where he was from. I thought he was from Mars.
pretty much. Dr. Dre at 4.
We talking about rappers?
Yeah. Whatever. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. Too high, bro. I love Dre. He too high. And then they had a nigga that wrote all his prolific rhymes at number 3, Ice Cube.
I mean,
Ice Cube at 3.
He got to be top 3.
Snoop Dogg at 2.
Mm.
Ah, this some dick eating shit. At number 1. I knew it was going to be number 1, but this some dick eating shit.
It ain't but one person it could be.
Who?
If it ain't Kendrick, the list is flawed.
Kendrick Lamar is number 1.
It has to be.
I don't think he should be number one. Who? But I get it.
Who?
I'm really looking at Snoop at number one. Kendrick number two. Flip flop number one and number two for me. Flip flop number one, number two.
They got a lot more years of Kendrick being on the cover.
You know what I mean? Right. Dre up too high. Dre up way too high.
I wouldn't even put Dre on there. Dre is legendary. Put him to the side somewhere, man.
Legendary. If they put production, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can't think of nobody that they missed though.
Me neither. It's a lot of niggas that shouldn't be in this bit, but they could have condensed this shit to the top 40.
I would hate to see top 50 New York.
That'd be fire. I want to see top 50 New York. Shit, do Complex have that one?
They're going to get two of them, sure.
I think they did Jersey.
It's crazy you did top 50 LA and just not top 50 Cali or top 50 West Coast.
I thought that's what it was.
Nah, that's LA. You got E-40, Too Short.
Right.
That's the Bay.
But Ice-T is from the Bay.
No,
he's not.
Ice-T's not even from Cali.
He's from like Sacramento or some shit.
He's not even really from there. He was in the military, then relocated. Ice-T has a lot of shit going on that people don't remember because he's older. But he claimed West Coast.
Damn.
Yeah, you got E-40, Too Short, you know.
Yeah.
Drew Down.
Yep.
You know, all these dudes, yeah. They just did
LA. Oh, no. They did New York. 50 okay. Best New York rappers of all time.
I'm going to check it out one day.
Yeah, we're not going. I don't even feel like going through this list.
I already know number one's going to be wow.
I'm about to go straight to number one. Let's see. Straight to number one. Let's see. Who
Biggie. Knows? And I don't care that he only had two albums. Relax.
Let's see. I'm going to go straight to number one.
Who's that? Run DMC?
I wouldn't be mad if it said LL, but it ain't LL like three or some shit like that.
Nah. LL gotta be top three. Karis one.
God damn, this shit keep starting over.
Hey, who created that website?
Yeah, their website is trash. Huh? They got Jim Jones in there.
Nah, I don't even know.
They got my nigga Jones. Jim Jones, what number you think Jim Jones at?
42.
You close, my G, 45.
I ain't mad at 45, but who cares? Cam ain't over 45, he gonna be tight.
They got GZA in this motherfucker at 33. Fabulous at 32, Fat Joe at 31.
No.
Cool G Rap at 30.
Okay.
Big L at 29. He only had one album, man. I love Big L. Mace at 28.
Don't do that to Big L. Come on.
Pop Smoke at 27.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Raekwon 26. Cardi B 25.
Oh.
Q-Tip 24.
Oh, Cardi B.
Run 23.
Chuck
D 22.
Chuck, respect.
Method Man 21.
Ooh.
Slick Rick 20.
Cool. Okay. Okay. London.
19, Big Daddy Kane.
Okay, wow. I get it.
they call him Yasiin Bey, but Mos Def at 18.
Ooh.
Cam'ron 17.
Cut it out.
Jadakiss 16.
I hear that.
Big Pun 15. MF Doom 14.
No.
Thank you.
I'm not doing that.
Thank you.
I'm not.
Thank you.
Don't even want to hear the
explanation. Ghostface Killer 13.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Lil' Kim 12.
Stop it.
Prodigy 11. KRS 110.
Okay.
Busta Rhymes 9.
Whoa.
DMX 8.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'll take that.
Nicki Minaj 7.
Oh my God. Cut it out.
All the women you got an issue with.
You read that wrong. whoa. Don't throw me out there like that. Don't throw me out there like
50
that.
50 Cent 6.
Southside.
LL 5.
Queens. Let's do it.
Rakim 4.
All right. Check out my melody.
Nas 3.
Okay. Illmatic.
Notorious B.I.G. 2.
Whoa. I can't think who's one.
Come on. You can't think of who's one?
Nah, my mind just drew a blank.
You can't think who's one?
If it ain't Biggie, it ain't not. Oh, damn. Jay-Z? I can't be mad, though.
Hov, number one.
I ain't mad. Respect the legend. The top 10 ain't bad.
Nah, the top 10 ain't bad at all.
The other 40? Nah, B. Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. Why don't you put Remy Ma up there, say?
I think she like 50.
But Papoose 48? Come on, man. Try
it. That nigga said he couldn't figure out who was number one.
No Styles P? She glued?
I ain't go through the whole list.
I'm going to check it out later.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, man.
Yeah.
I ain't to the list, man. But go ahead and end us off, my brother. Pause. That was not good, son.
Yeah, this dude's out of pocket.
Pharrell Monch is 49, son.
Pharrell Monch nice.
I think he's nice. I don't think he should be 49. He should be high.
Okay. 29, I give him.
Ice Spice.
Okay,
I quit. It's 50.
All right, this Complex has a bunch of top 50 lists, man. You got to check it out on your own, bro. I'm burnt out. I have no idea what just happened. But I just want to speak on self-care boundaries. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not 100%, then you're not at the full power of the people that need you.
That's a fact.
I mean, what you do alone to refill your cup is more important than what you give out to others. You know what I'm saying? Because you can burn yourself out trying to help other people. You can burn yourself out raising your family. Your self-maintenance is not optional. Your well-being is not selfish. And, you know, we're pretty transparent on this show. I'll just give a quick story. Like, my father's about to turn 90 this year, and he's in an assisted living facility because dementia has been kicking in. So, of course, his wife is the same age.
Right.
Her taking care of him, she had lost 80 pounds, and she started to deteriorate. Now that we have things more under control, she's getting her appetite back, she's getting her strength back, and now her face looks back to normal. And what I'm saying is, she gave her all to maintain her man, and within that, she began to lose herself.
Mm.
We can't allow that to happen. There's no disrespect to the person you're helping, but we have to find that balance, because I'm no good to my son, I'm no good to my parents that I have to do a lot for if I'm not taking care of myself as well. So I have to take that time to rest and go to bed at night. I take that time to maintain my diet, maintain my gym regimen that I have, and I have to keep that power that I have within myself that I can share with the people that need my power to uplift them. And that's what we have to remember. Self-care is never selfish. You can't say that enough. Keep that in your mind. Your own maintenance is never selfish. And it doesn't take away from what you give to others. It actually supplements what you give to others, because you have the strength to give what you've been given as well as give more.
Yep.
Maintain that boundary.
All right, man. I like that. I totally agree. I agree with that totally. You got to. As someone that's been really making those steps of changing his life and physical, getting back to being mobile and moving around, it's been helpful for my family.
Most definitely, because that's the point.
When I have energy and I have the ability to do stuff, nobody can complain about, man, I'm too tired, because everybody else do it. And they happy to see me moving around, not looking like a fat slob. My youngest can't stand it. When I say, man, I'm getting old, you're not getting old, Dad. You just your age is growing, but you look good. You do. I'm like, bro, I appreciate you.
Son gassing you, son.
My son, I love my son little one. Because he's a baby, dog. That's my dog.
Man, he think you Jesus, man.
Yes, he do. That's he my count. Dog. That's
I don't
my
believe
dog.
He said that bullshit.
Nah, he do all the time. He hate to hear when I say I'm getting old. He do not like my gray hair. He don't like none of that shit.
Why?
I don't know. He just don't like that shit. That's his own mind, man. But that's my dog. Every day, give me a big hug. He's a hugger. That's what he told me the other day. Because I don't like, I'm not the big affectionate person.
Dad flex.
And he told me the other day. I said, Davon, you do all this hugging. He said, Dad, I'm a hugger.
What's wrong with hugging?
And I said, you know what? You good, bro. I'm just not the super affectionate person. But
I
realize
my pops every time I see him. See?
I realize with my wife and my son, I call them the snuggle bunnies because they want to hug.
You don't hug your mother when you see her?
All the time. And she's not an affectionate person either.
So?
She hates that shit.
Her opinion doesn't matter.
But she's grown to be like, that's what we're going to do.
I tell you what, you're going
to
take this hug.
All the time. And that's where I get it from. That's why I'm not like a hella affectionate
person.
Nah,
don't blame her. No.
Nah, I'm going to blame her ass. That's my dog, though. That's my mom.
We're not doing that. It's not her fault.
No, it's not. We have to change. Learn behaviors sometimes need to be changed.
You too old for that.
I'm too old for that?
Yeah.
You want a hug, bro?
You know the difference. Nah, we're never doing that on camera. It's too much. That is, that's a violation. What is wrong with this guy? This supposed to be the salutation and benediction.
All right, everybody.
This dude just extended the service on some nonsense.
This the Black Belt Podcast.
Yo.
TS is who I am.
J Dot is who I am. Hey, yo.
Get y'all.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
We'll catch y'all later, man. Yo. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,